This is Bill Powers with MiningStockEducation.com discussing Rick Rule's recent conference call regarding uranium investing. Rick Rule is an experienced natural resource investor and current director, president, and chief executive officer of Sprott U.S. Holdings Incorporated. This past week, Sprott published the transcript of Rick's recent conference call with Sprott private wealth clients. Rick shared his thoughts regarding the overall commodities markets with a particular focus on uranium. I provide the link to the transcript in the video description below and would recommend taking the time to read it. There's much to glean from the transcript, but in this video, I summarize what I consider 10 key takeaway points. Number 1. Supply destruction more than demand creation will drive the bull market in commodities following the bear market of 2011 through 2015. Number 2. Early stages of the general commodity bull market, which began last year, is going to be volatile. The beginnings of the commodity bull market in 2000 through 2002 was extraordinarily volatile, and we should expect the same now. One should prepare psychologically for the volatility and use the volatility to profit by selling some after large upward moves. Number 3. Because commodity equities became ridiculously depressed in 2015, they have overshot in the near term. 2017 will be choppy. Therefore, don't let pullback shake you out of the market and use the sell-offs as a chance to take positions for subsequent runs. Number 4. Rick sees the uranium price remaining weak due to oversupply. Number 5. Rick believes the Japanese restarting their nuclear reactors is the number one catalyst of a rising uranium price. Quote, "It is my own expectation that the uranium price will stay weak. I can't tell you how weak and I can't tell you for how long, but at the present, despite the fact that uranium prices are very low, the market is oversupplied. You'll hear many reasons for this. People always seek a narrative to justify conditions, but the most obvious one to me is that the second biggest consumer of uranium in the world, the Japanese, shut off uranium production following Fukushima. So a country that has supplied about 16% or 17% of global demand all of a sudden had 100 million pounds of inventory that they weren't going to use. In other words, what had become demand suddenly became supply. The most important single thing for you to watch as uranium investors and speculators, more important than anything else, is the pace of Japanese restarts. If Japanese reactors begin to restart, two things happen. Systemic demand returns to the market, and about 75% of what currently constitutes supply disappears from the market. The market fell simply because there was a plurality of supply over demand. The market will rise when the demand begins again to exceed supply. This is a question that begins with when, not if, but when is an important question. Number 6. There are only 6 or 7 uranium companies that are market leaders in terms of their assets and management of the 30 to 35 uranium companies still around. Choose your investments wisely. Number 7. The dramatic upward share price move in some uranium juniors is not fundamentally justified because the current uranium price is well below the cost of production. The move, however, is a result of investors anticipating a further upward move to come. Some juniors have risen 400% and can easily decline by 50% before the next upward phase. Number 8. You must have at least a 3 to 5 year outlook when taking positions in uranium companies now. The market may not perform as many hope for until 2019. Some positions you take today may decline first over the next years before rising again. Number 9. An overall market decline would see a drop in gold, uranium, and resource equities. Quote, "So if we have a 30 or 40% market decline, my estimation is that we'd have a 50% or 60% decline in the small resource stocks." Number 10. It is possible we are seeing a false dawn of rising uranium prices. Quote, "This could be another false dawn. Right now, demand is constrained because of Japanese restarts. There is between 80 and 100 million pounds of excess supply because of Japanese restarts. The timing of the recovery of this market is a function in the near term of Japanese restarts. In the long term, about the bankruptcy of the uranium power industry at this price point." Thank you for listening to this Mining Stock Education podcast. Please subscribe and share with like-minded investors. Visit us on the web at miningstockeducation.com for more resources on precious metals and natural resource investing. At our website, you can also sign up for our free newsletter for interview transcripts, stock picks, and more. This podcast is for informational purposes only and is not to be considered personal legal or investment advice or a recommendation to buy or sell securities or any other product. We make every effort to be accurate, but the information presented is not to be considered infallible. It may contain errors, and we offer no inferred or explicit warranty. If personal advice is needed, consult a qualified legal, tax, or investment professional. Do not base any investment decision on the information contained on miningstockeducation.com, our podcasts, or videos. Make sure you always conduct your own thorough due diligence before investing. Realize that we may hold equity positions in or be compensated by some of the companies we feature and therefore are biased and hold an obvious conflict of interest. For our full disclaimer, please visit our website.